Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, businesses of all sizes have looked towards cloud services to aid continuity with remote workers, giving rise to businesses' liability towards multiple cybersecurity attacks and even data breaches. In order to remain competitive, organizations are being forced to adapt rapidly while also navigating mitigation of the increased security risk associated with a remote workforce. Recently, news that Zoom was breached has greatly concerned the industry. It's imperative for organizations to be prepared for when unexpected circumstances arise to ensure stability, continuity, and survival. In light of recent events, it's important to safeguard your data with a hyper-focus on cloud security. While small businesses and startups can easily become the targets, it's important to look at a complete view and challenges which are driving these companies towards transformation. Today we speak to Sanjay Rohatgi, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific at NetApp. Sanjay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Hovi.
Let's first talk about particular challenges with business of different sizes.
The pandemic has paralyzed all sectors of the economy. You know, all kinds of business have been impacted, but there's certain size of businesses which are less impacted, certain kind of businesses which are more impacted. I honestly feel that there will be a recovery toward the tail end of the year or early next year on the economic front, on the business front for the companies. Sectors like manufacturing, financial services, business services, transportation, hospitality, retail, and energy have been hardly hit. Whereas there are certain other segments like government-led growth, e-commerce, education, healthcare, telecoms, software and IT technology, these have been less impacted. So I think, you know, there is a mix of businesses right now where the growth is still happening. And one thing is, which is very clear, that the digital transformation and cloud adoption during this pandemic has accelerated because people want to find safer havens to let the business continue to operate as normal. And cloud is the answer, and digital transformation is helping that as well.
So there is no sort of unique challenge for a different sized company per se.
You know, one of the things which the COVID pandemic is doing is leveling the playing field, right? So I think, you know, it doesn't look at size of businesses to be, everyone is impacted. Everyone is greater extent or lesser extent, as I mentioned. There are certain segments which are to a lesser extent, certain segments to a greater extent. It levels the playing field. Therefore, different businesses are reacting in a different way to maintain the business operations.
How nice. Equal opportunity virus.
Yeah, absolutely.
But one thing it has done is obviously accelerated the need to adopt technology, to adopt cloud services, for example.
Absolutely. And the point I was making earlier, that what we are seeing around Asia Pacific and also in Singapore, that the digital transformation of going digital as well as cloud adoption is only accelerating, right? Because people want to keep their operations running with, you know, minimal human intervention, right?
What were the challenges that came up, though, for companies that needed to quickly digitally transform, quickly adopt cloud services?
I think in the business continuity planning, I think there are a couple of things which are surfacing right now, which people need to be very cognizant of. I think as the world moves 24/7 online, it's leading to a lot of cybersecurity issues. The cyber threats are only increasing. The World Health Organization cites that there's a five-fold increase during this pandemic on the cyber attacks. The Deloitte Cyber Intelligence Center also quotes that there has been a huge spike in phishing attacks, malware, and ransomware attacks. And due to lockdown in most of the countries, online transactions have surged, which you would expect. Shopping portals are facing increased staffing on the websites, and sensitive data breaches have also increased. That is what we are seeing. And, you know, as a lot of collaboration platforms are coming up, like whether Zoom, WebEx, Teams, and the likes, I think there is hackers exploiting the security hole, if any, in these platforms. So I think, you know, we need to be very careful the sensitive data is not being, you know, stolen by the hackers. So hackers are having a field day as well, because I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to really go and attack, right?
Digital transformation was already in the pipeline or already gaining traction pre-pandemic. So now, obviously, like we mentioned, it's been accelerated, this need to adopt. But security concerns had always been there as well.
Correct.
So now it's got to be, well, let's just say, still needs to be in focus, I suppose.
The cyber threats have increased because the world is, you know, going digital. The world is moving online more rapidly. Everyone is working from home. We are always connected So I think that's why I think you're seeing a slightly increase. The cyber risk has been there as part of the resiliency planning of the companies. People have maintained very strict policies, adherence. But I think given the high severity, what we're seeing right now, as part of the business continuity planning, the companies need to ensure that they have technology and tools updated to improve their security posture, be it the personal level, on your own laptop or on the professional side as well. Processes and monitoring services in place so that I think, if there is an event of attack, that impact can be minimized. And I think people training is crucial in these times to bringing awareness to employees on various cyber attacks that are possible or that are happening. So I think if you have people, technology, and process side covered, I think the chances of companies getting breached is less. And if it does get breached, then the impact is less.
We are sort of seeing a lot of companies bracing for recovery or starting to plan for recovery. What else would they need to focus on besides security issues, Sanjay?
You're absolutely right. I think we are starting to, everyone is talking about opening up the economy again. One of the things which people are finding that the new normal has been defined. So we may not go back very soon to the earlier way for the foreseeable future, at least for the 6 to 9 months.
What will it look like, you think, Sanjay? From an operational standpoint, from a workforce standpoint, what might that new reality look like?
I think new reality will be that I think people will continue to work from home for a foreseeable future for at least 6 to 9 months. That begs another technical question is that the virtual desktop infrastructure, or VDI as the industry calls it, that needs to be scaled very quickly. To scale VDI, cloud will be the logical choice. And at NetApp, we see the trend already. The ability to provide consistent virtual desktop infrastructure at scale and keeping data available and secure without sacrificing performance will be the key. So I think VDI will actually be one of the major areas where people are already investing a lot of dollars and to make sure that the infrastructure, IT infrastructure, can scale to the demand which we're seeing.
We're speaking with Sanjay Rohatgi, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific at NetApp. So the impact that the pandemic will leave behind, the immediate we've obviously seen, people have lost jobs, business activity has reduced greatly, the economic impact unfathomable. But what else might it leave behind on industries and sectors, particularly here in Singapore, Sanjay?
Yeah, I think if you talk about Singapore, I think Singapore is seeing exactly what a lot of the countries in globally are seeing as well. There are certain sectors have been hardly hit, but there are other sectors of the economy which have been less hit. So I think as long as you brace up for what is coming, as long as you're ready with your work from home infrastructure, the VDI scalability, as long as you're looking at cybersecurity as the key thing, as long as you're making sure that data, which is the new oil, is protected. And we at NetApp pride in actually making sure that whatever solutions we are providing to our customers, the data is always protected and secured.
Would the prep work kind of be the same, you say, for sectors and industries that weren't so hard hit? At the risk of sounding opportunistic, there are some sectors that are kind of thriving at this time.
Yeah, I think, if you look at e-commerce, telecom operators, technology, healthcare, I think there the role of technology is really helping up in a big way that I think they're not so impacted. Yeah, you're right that I think some of the sectors have been more hardly hit than others. I'm very confident and remain bullish and optimistic that I think all the sectors in the economy in the next 6 to 9 months will
Oh,
start.
that is very optimistic. Yeah, we've seen
So at least they start to come back.
Yeah.
The economic fallout is huge, so it'll take years to come back, but I
Of
think the
course.
recovery will start.
What's NetApp gearing for then? More inquiries into your cloud computing services. How are you coping?
Yeah, so at NetApp, I think, we are doing multiple things with our customers. First is to make sure that data protection, data replication, and continuous availability of data is there for all our customers. The second thing what we are doing is we look at, for the cybersecurity, we look at it very seriously. And all our offerings ensure that data is secure and safe as they are stored in, various formats. VDI, we are helping our customers to scale the infrastructure on cloud very quickly. Recently, we acquired a company called CloudJumper, which further enhances the virtual desktop infrastructure management and can scale very quickly. Things which could take, months can be now done in days. So I think we are attacking and we are listening to our customers as well, and what more we can do in order to ensure that I think we deliver.
How accessible, though, are your solutions for smaller businesses?
So we cover all segments from large enterprises to medium enterprises to small enterprises. So I think we have the whole range of solutions for different segments of the market. And we are very relevant to the SMB sector as well.
Many thanks to Sanjay Rohatgi, who is Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific or APAC at NetApp. Sanjay, thanks so much for joining us today, and stay safe, sir.
Thank you, Hoi, and nice talking to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.